Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. This week's iTunes review is brought to you by Jackie O. Jazz Hands. She writes, a great, funny podcast about real topics we all struggle with. Kim gives great advice and support to people to live their best life. That just fills my heart. Thank you so much for taking the time to write me that 5-star review. And for those of you who have yet to leave that 5-star review, all you have to do is go on to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast and do the same thing, and I will read it on the air. So thank you so much, Jackie O. Jazz Hands. It fills me up when I read those reviews from the heart. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, I hope everyone is having an amazing day. So today I want to talk about meal prep. You know, I get a lot of questions about meal prep, and I get it. It can be a bit confusing. It could be a bit daunting. Maybe you've tried it in the past and you're just like, oh, this is just not for me. I understand that. You know, I feel that we see on social media, you know, all the Tupperwares all laid out and this is how it's supposed to be and this is how it should be. There's no shoulds in anything. If you've been listening to me for any amount of time, you know, I am all about stop shoulding on yourself. Shoulding on yourself stops you dead in your tracks, and I'm sick of it. I'm done. Uncle. So today's the day we put a stake in the ground and we declare that we're done shoulding on ourselves, okay? And we're going to start with meal prep. And the first thing I want to say to you is one size does not fit all when it comes to meal prep. That's just not how meal prep works, okay? You do your meal prep your way. I do meal prep my way. I'm going to answer the questions. I'm going to give you some tips, some tricks, some hacks, all of that magical stuff. And then I want you to start, you know, playing around with it. Start testing, like, what's going to work best for me? You know, I want you to think about life as being a bunch of experiments, right? We are experimenting right now with how we want our meal prep to pan out. How do we want our meal prep to be? How is it supposed to look for us? Because everyone has different situations. Everyone has different weeks, days, kitchen setups, all of that stuff, tolerances, right? So the first place I'm going to start is, what is the difference between meal prep and meal planning? Wow. I just totally had like a lost my train of thought. I hope that happens to other people other than me. All right. So the difference between meal prep and meal planning. Okay. Meal prep is literally you doing the cooking. You're cooking the food. That's meal prep. Okay. Meal planning is you sitting down and saying, what the heck am I going to cook? What am I going to make? How many meals? For who? How long? Blah, blah, blah. That's the main difference. And you could do one or the other, or you can do both. It doesn't matter what works best for you. So the best way I tell people how to get started with this going down both trails is that you have to start by picking a day. And when I say day, that's not you waking up at the crack of dawn and spending your whole gosh darn day in the kitchen. Because who's got time for that? Who wants to make time for that? Because I know that's not how I roll. I don't want to make that kind of time in my day for that. So here's where you decide, you know, pick a day. For me, my day is Sunday, right? Sunday is just like my kind of like way to close out the weekend and start up the new week. That's just me. I go to the grocery store on on Saturday. You know, so that's how I start. That's how I start. But you know what? Maybe depending on your schedule, you know, when I was a waitress, I used to have Wednesdays off. And so Wednesday was the day I shopped and Wednesday was the day I cooked food, right? It could be whatever works best for you. You know, I have another client who literally comes home, shops, does everything all in one day. Rock on. It's you do you, boo. Okay. When it comes to meal planning, you have to make a menu, right? That's the only way you can make a plan. Now, does this menu have to be inexpensive? Do you have to be like Martha Stewart? No. The big thing with meal planning is that I challenge all of my clients is that you have to decide how many days in advance you're going to make this plan. Are you going to sit down at the beginning? Like I sit down on, you know, Sunday and I say, okay, what's going on this week? And I say, you know, am I going out? Am I staying in? You know, who's going to be around? How many meals do I have to make? And so that I kind of get my head on straight, like what's happening this week. So I kind of, you know, give myself like the bird's eye view of my week. That's planning. That's how I'm able to go to the grocery store. And, you know, one of the questions I get a lot is how do I stop buying food and not making it? Sit down and say, what's happening for the week? If looking at 7 days is just like, whoa, then look at 3 days, right? Look at 4 days, however many days that makes the most sense for you. And, you know, if you're just starting this, start small, you know, so maybe you look on Sunday and you take it to Wednesday, right? Or you look on Wednesday and you take it to Saturday, whatever it is, just pick a small amount of time just so you can start to get your feet underneath you, start to get the rhythm and the rock and the roll of meal prep. Because, you know, one of the other questions I get is I hate eating leftovers, or, you know, I hate eating 5-day-old chicken. Yeah, me too. I feel you. 5-day-old chicken, barf. But how long does food last? So if you go to my website, it's kimbarnesjefferson.com, you will find a food storage graphic. So go there and you'll find that. But I'll give you the highlights, my friends, the highlights. Most foods last 3 days. So that's 72 hours. So if I cook something on Sunday, by Wednesday, it's done. And I purposefully, yes, that came out the right way, planned for my food to be done by Wednesday. So that way, 3 days. So if I make something on Sunday, by Wednesday, boom, done. It's gone. I'm not eating it anymore, or it's no longer around. So that's food storage. I can also freeze things. And I encourage I encourage my clients to do what I call a double cook, right? Me and my crock pot, we are BFFs. If I'm having a busy week and I know cooking dinner, I typically cook my dinner fresh every single night, but I know some nights are going to be a challenge for me. And, you know, or maybe my husband's not going to be home and I'm like, I don't really like cooking for one. So that's why I use my crock pot. And so in my crock pot, I will double the recipe so that I have enough that I can throw in the freezer so that later on, if I have, say, you know, with summer coming, summer is the perfect example. You go away for the weekend, right? So I didn't go to the grocery store. I didn't have Peapod scheduled to be delivered or whatever you use, Instacart, whatever you use in your area. So it's really easy to come home Sunday night, pull that freezer meal out of the freezer that's fully cooked, toss it in the refrigerator and let it thaw. And I know that I have a lunch and dinner, or at least a lunch or a dinner ready to go for Monday so that I can just put Monday aside and just focus on the rest of the week, right? So one of the things, as I say, I don't spend all day on Sunday. So I, in my, what I call modern day meal prep is I double cook. So I talked about the crock pot. If I'm making something in the crock pot, I double the recipe. So I know I'm going to have two portions of it. The other thing I do is I double cook while I'm cooking dinner. Like I said, I cook dinner fresh every night. So say I'm making salmon for dinner. Well, at the same time I'm put salmon on the grill, I got salmon on the grill cooking for lunch. And so I make a big batch of chicken every week. And I typically make chicken that will last me through Wednesday. And then on Wednesday night, I'm, you know, making something else. I could be doing another batch of chicken. I could be making shrimp. I could be making something else, but I'm doing it at the same time I'm making dinner. So that way I'm not just like sitting there waiting for all my dinner to cook and then I move on to the next meal. I am doing things. There's something cooking on the stove. There's something cooking in the oven. There's something on the grill. There's something in my air fryer. All of the wheels are in motion, as they say, as the kids say. So I hear people, I hate cooking. Yes, yes, yes. I know about the people who hate cooking. I am never going to be that Martha Stewart. Shh, girlfriend, you don't need to watch your back with me. I am not coming for you. I am a cook because I don't want to starve. That's why I cook. And so one of the things, if you hate cooking, there's a lot of simple things you can do. There's pre-cooked chicken sausage. So all you have to do is literally heat it up, right? It doesn't take a lot. You know, it's already pre-cooked. You can eat it cold if you want, but you have to just heat it up. Bell and Evans sells pre-cooked chicken breasts. I've seen it at Whole Foods, but I'm sure you can find it pretty much anywhere. They sell pre-cooked rotisserie chicken. You can easily find a rotisserie chicken, buy that and chop it up, eat it up, and there you are. They make pre-made burgers, right? So you don't even have to touch the burger. And all you have to do is take the burger and put it in the oven, grill, frying pan, however you want to make this burger. So that, you know, there's a lot... In the grocery store I go to, they make pre-made shish kebabs. So literally all you have to do is throw it on the grill or oven or whatever. So those are the options I would go for. You know, if it seems overwhelming, find those options right away. People always talk about variety. I'm a variety junkie. I'm raising my hand high. For me, I need variety because when I don't have variety, I lose my stuff. Okay, I lose my stuff. And so with a variety, it doesn't have to be every single meal is something radically different. Okay, with variety. So I talked about, so on Sunday, I am a spice-aholic. So my spice cabinet is ridiculous. And I will put different spices on it, right? So one time it's Italian spices or Asian spices, or mustard, or olive oil, or balsamic vinegar, right? I'll just fool around with a lot of different marinades, or just there, I have this amazing salt that has Italian herbs in it. But sometimes I'll just sprinkle that on my chicken, put a little olive oil, toss it on the grill, bada boom, bada bing, I have a marinade, right? So I'm not, you know, having you buy 50 things. I hate having to have 50 things in a recipe. My recipe, I'm like, I want like five things or less in the recipe. And if you're someone who's looking for recipes, I also have recipes available that are set up by high protein, plant-based, and low carb. So if that's something that you're interested in, hit me up. You can find that on my website, kimbarnesjefferson.com. All right. So, that's how I get variety. I also will pull out the recipes that I talked about. I will also go to Pinterest. Those are places that I always will find great recipes. And I look for 30 minutes or less, right? 30 minutes or less, I want this. So while I'm double cooking, so I could also have in the oven, I could have vegetables roasting. I could have, you know, quinoa cooking on the stove while I'm outside grilling whatever meat that I'm making. It lasts till Wednesday. On Wednesday, I'm making something else while I'm cooking my dinner. So, you know, also I buy all of my vegetables pre-chopped, right? I will pay a little bit more for them, but I will buy my vegetables pre-chopped. I buy my salad in a bag. It's all the little steps that I can save myself. You know, I eat a big ass salad every day for lunch and everyone's like, well, but that doesn't have variety. It does. I will change the dressing that I put on it. Some days I put tomatoes in, some days I don't put tomatoes in, some days I put beets in, some days I don't put beets in. It's just one little thing that I change, but it's not dramatic. It's one little thing. I change the way I grill it, change the flavor of the grill. You know, maybe one day it's buffalo, one day it's, like I said, you know, mustard based, one day it's Asian based. It's those little subtle things that change. For your freezer, you know, like I talked about, I double cook. And so sometimes I freeze things that I put in my crock pot. I know some people are like, I get the ice crystals on it and then it tastes mushy, blah, blah, blah. I know, I've heard about it. This is why you need to cool your food before you put it in the freezer. So it could be something really simple, because what happens is the moisture from the steam coming off the food. So the first thing I suggest is, when you're planning to freeze, let it cool for at least 30 minutes to an hour. And if you don't, and then put it in the oven, then put it in your refrigerator, and put your refrigerator overnight, let all the steam, all the other thing get a chance to get it out of its system, if you will. Then make sure everything's nice and like solid and tight. All the air's been removed. Then put it in the freezer, because the water from the steam, as it cools down, that causes the food to get mushy and get all the ice crystals on it. And before I put it in the freezer, make sure you put the date and what the hell it is, because it's really easy to get food in that freezer and just becomes the land of the lost. I hear a lot of, you know, other than how long should you keep it, how should you store your food? All right. I have had big challenges with environmental toxins. So I've been forced to start doing less plastics. Plastics have a chemical agent called BPA, and it's some big long term, but basically what it does inside your body is that it turns, your body starts to process it like estrogen. And in the case of my body, it started to hold on to the estrogen. So I started to have I became more estrogen dominant. And for many ladies, to have too much estrogen in their systems could be a precursor to cancer. So I had to remove as much products in my body that could potentially turn into estrogen. So I use glass storage. I buy them on Amazon. I will put the link in the show notes so that way you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I use glass. The other thing why I like glass is I can see what the hell I cooked. You know, in those plastic, you know, colored containers, it's really hard to know, like, is that chicken or is that brown rice, right? So I like the glass because I'm able to see what the heck is in that glass. You know, some other people are like, well, why do I care about food prep? Why do I do that? Well, first things first, it saves you time for time in the future. You know, one of my clients says, you know, my future self thanks me for my meal prep. And I only meal prep my lunch for the most part. Most weeks I only meal prep lunch, and I work from home. And so it's really easy to just walk downstairs, pull out that, you know, container of chicken, pull out my salad fixings, and in 15 minutes, I'm eating lunch. I don't have to start from scratch of trying to make something from scratch. And then it takes 20, 30 minutes to cook. And then I'm starving. Then I'm like, you know, picking stuff around the kitchen, and who's got the time, right? Does that make sense? So that's the meal I prep. And so I always challenge people, when you're starting out, pick a meal that's challenging for you. Pick a meal that you always are like, oh, what am I going to do? Or you always kind of trip over your feet over. And lunch is that meal for me. And, you know, I do have a meal prep guide that will walk you through the four components of meal prep. I break it down into, you know, the preparation, the cooking, the shopping, and the storage, and that, and give you all the details that you need to, you know, start your meal prep off on the right thing. Another note on variety, I like to create what I call like a buffet. I'm not that person when I meal prep that I take out all of my containers and I put, you know, a portion of chicken, a portion of broccoli, a portion of brown rice. You know, I don't do that. I just cook a bunch of chicken and I chop it up and I leave it in its own individual container. I cook a bunch of vegetables and I cook it and put it in its own individual container. I cook, say, a bunch of like butternut squash and I cook it and I put it in its own container. So that way I come home and I feel like instead of like eating what is like pre-portioned out, I could be like, hey, I'm going to have a little of this, going to have a little of this, I'm going to have a little of that. And so it feels like it gives me a little bit more control over my food that I can create new combinations every time I eat food. And, you know, people will say, well, how do you, another way I create variety is that every time I go to the grocery store, I buy two new things. So I buy two new meats, two new vegetables, two new starches. I usually have the same good fats in my house, you know, until I run out of something. And once I run out of something, I make sure I buy a different good fat. And then I bring that home and that's my variety. That's how I create variety. It's just two new things, right? I'm not asking you to buy 10 new things. And if say you bought brown rice last week and you still have brown rice, great. Use the brown rice, but did you run out? Did you buy sweet potatoes? Don't buy sweet potatoes. Maybe use quinoa, maybe use spaghetti squash. I don't know, but find something new to keep you excited about your meals, right? You want to be excited about your meals. You don't want to be like, oh, here's some chicken again. Oh, I can't eat this dead chicken, you know? For my former competitors out there or my current competitors, how many of y'all can't eat another bite of chicken out of a freaking Ziploc bag? Kill me now. Kill me now. All right. And as we do this, right, stop trying to be perfect. You are going to get there. You will get there. You will find your stride. You will find your groove. It's kind of like driving to a place. And, you know, Google Maps tells you, take the Pike. And Waze tells you, no, take Soldier Field Road. And so you have to figure out, like, who's right? Which path is easiest for you? Are you going to be a Google Map person? Are you going to be a Waze person? Or are you going to be like, hey, I'm going to blaze my own trail? But you have to like refine over time. And then, you know, you could start, you know, adding in a new meal or, you know, adding in an extra day or refining what you double cook or how you double cook or, you know, you're going to find your path. But those are like the biggest questions that I get asked the most. And I wanted to make sure that I hit them all, you know, and I'll tell you, you know, Sundays don't always happen. I told you, like, I like to travel. I will go away for a weekend. And when those times happen, you know, I anticipate it. So it's like, if I say went away for a weekend, I would say, okay, I went away for the weekend. I'll order my food to my, or my food, like order my groceries. If I can't make it to the grocery store, I'll order my groceries. I'm like, all right, I'll have my groceries delivered to me like Tuesday morning or Monday morning or whenever I'm coming back, like give myself time to have groceries delivered. So I have food in the house. That's the biggest thing is you have to have food in the house. And, I encourage you to shop your pantry, right? So that you don't have like 500 cans of black beans. And you're like, how did this happen? Shop your pantry, you know, sit down, you know, step one is to sit down and say, what, how many meals do I have to make? How many meals am I prepping? And then go in my cupboards, my freezer, my fridge. What the hell do I have in the house? And what can I make with it? You know, I'll go in my pantry and I'll be like, oh, I got three things of coconut milk. I got a thing of black beans. Oh, I got some chickpeas and I got some spaghetti sauce. Great. I'm going to use that as my jumping off point to be like, what can I make? Go in my refrigerator. Go in my freezer. Oh, I got some ground meat. I got some cheese. I got some shrimp. Great. Awesome. Anything in my fridge? All right. And then I start my list prep because, you know, it's a good way to also save money. When I know what I have in my refrigerator, what I know I have in my freezer, and what I know I have in my cupboard, I'm not double buying, right? So I don't end up coming home and being like, oh, I already had that can of coconut milk. I didn't need to buy it, right? You know, how many of you have done that? Or especially in these times, you want to minimize how many times you go to the grocery store or how many times, you know, Instacart rings your doorbell. So that's really the big emphasis with meal prep, is that you're planning ahead what you're going to eat. It doesn't have to be 5 days. It doesn't have to be 7 days. For those of you guys who are like, I hate leftovers, plan for 48 hours. What am I eating for the next 48 hours? Double cook your dinner. So whatever you have for dinner, you're going to have for lunch, or you're going to have it for dinner the next day, so that maybe you're cooking every other day. You hate cooking? I've given you some things that you hate cooking. You hate cleaning? Well, let me just tell you, my parents came to visit me like 10 years ago. I literally had two pots. And my mom's like, how do you have two pots? My mom has a pot for any possible thing you could imagine. I had two pots. I still use those same two pots, okay? I have a cast iron frying pan, and I have a saucepan, and oh, and a cookie sheet. Those are the three pans that get used in my house. I don't like to wash dishes, so ergo, I use my gas grill. My air fryer goes in my dishwasher, and my cookie sheet I line with tin foil so that I can use that over and over and over again. All right, so I try to keep things to a minimum. I want to be able to just toss it in the dishwasher because I have no problem unloading a dishwasher. Manually washing dishes, oh, I can't. But those are my like quick, you know, tips and questions that I get a lot. If I missed anything that you have questions about or you want to chat about, hit me up. You can find me on my website, kimbarnesjefferson.com, or you can hit me up on the socials. I'm Kim Barnes Jefferson on Facebook and Kim Jefferson Coach on Instagram. But I think I hit them all, but you know, you guys always come up with some, like some good ones that be like, ah, I never thought about it. So I totally want to hear from you. And if someone needs to hear this episode, do me a favor, screenshot it, tag them, tag me, and let them know that their meal prep woes are over because you got some solutions for them. All right. Thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me. And my goal is to help you to stop the struggle with meal prep. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.